Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The 2021 legislative session may be over, but the ramifications of the bills that passed will continue to echo through state agencies for years to come. In particular, the judiciary will deal with the fallout on two fronts. For years, the judiciary has been plagued with a perceived liberal bias. Policy passed by Republican legislatures is frequently overturned, and conservative ballot initiatives are routinely derailed by the Supreme Court. In the last election cycle, a report by the Montana Family Foundation found that 97% of the campaign donations made by those running for judgeships went to Democratic candidates. That in itself is not a crime, but it does raise eyebrows. Now, the courts are facing some new challenges, particularly those in the 1st Judicial District, which is Helena, and the Montana Supreme Court. For the past 16 years, Democratic governors have been running interference for the court by vetoing important conservative bills. Now, with a new administration in place, those bills are being signed into law, and the liberals' only backstop is the courts themselves. This will finally expose the liberal bias of the courts for all to see. The second challenge for the courts is a direct frontal assault that's frankly been a long time in coming. Former University of Montana law professor Rob Nadelson studied hundreds of legal cases issued over the past 30 years and concluded the following. Many of the court's opinions lacked clarity, they overruled their own precedent to an extraordinary degree, they sometimes violated due process, the Supreme Court justices sometimes used their power to protect themselves in conflict of interest situations, they had invaded the province of the legislature, and their treatment of ballot issues was heavily biased to the left. This all came to a head during the legislative session when the legislature revamped the process used to fill vacant judgeships in between election cycles and by creating a Judicial Transparency Commission to investigate allegations of abuse by the courts. The courts understandably cried foul, and Democrat lawmakers called it a Republican abuse of power. It all began when Republicans passed Senate Bill 140, which dissolved the Judicial Nomination Commission and allowed the governor to appoint judges directly to fill vacancies. The Constitution says that those vacancies will be filled in a manner prescribed by law, so the Republicans passed a law. Democrats argued that the old system had been in place for so long that it essentially became part of the Constitution by virtue of its longevity. A poll conducted by the Supreme Court Administrator showed that judges overall opposed Senate Bill 140, but also exposed cases of political and religious bias during the Nomination Commission proceedings. A lawsuit was filed challenging Senate Bill 140, and the Montana Family Foundation was granted permission this week to file an amicus brief in the case. Our brief points to a religious bias in the current nominating process, as described by judicial nominees who went through the process. The U.S. Constitution says there shall be no religious litmus test for those seeking public office, yet judicial nominees described in detail being grilled over their religious beliefs. Whether the new law will result in a less politicized court is anyone's guess, but the fact that the old process was not as pure as the driven snow is clear to anyone willing to give it an honest look. We hope the new process will give all candidates a clear shot, resulting in courts that are both impartial and fair. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.